what are the numbers like here?
You know what? It's probably a little bit more prevalent. And so, as you're aware, Newfoundland is a founder population, so there's certain diseases that are overrepresented. So we've noticed clearly that there's a much higher prevalence, maybe two times more than the national average of psoriasis in the Newfoundland Labrador population. And so about 30% of the patients with psoriasis will get psoriatic arthritis. So we estimate that will be at least, from a population basis, two times higher in Newfoundland than in the rest of Canada.
How does it differ from other types of arthritis? So what are the effects?
So it's associated with the skin rash, which is psoriasis, and that presents to the patient as red plaques with a silvery scale. And the distribution of the joints is somewhat different than rheumatoid arthritis, where it can affect the small joints of the hands and feet, but also can affect your lower and your upper back as well.
Is it a chronic illness?
Yeah, unfortunately it is. So it's a chronic autoimmune disease. Autoimmune being that there's just something within your body that it's confused and it attacks itself and causes the inflammation. And unfortunately, there's no cure. There's very good treatments to manage the disease, but it is a chronic entity.
Now, I understand there is some new treatment hope. How are you involved in that?
Yeah, so do you know what? There's lots of good treatments nowadays for the psoriatic arthritis. There's one that just got recently approved through Health Canada, which is upadacitinib. I'm involved with it as I study psoriatic arthritis quite extensively, both in terms of genetics, in terms of how the patients are doing, and also in terms of new therapeutics. So I was involved with it from that perspective. But it's a very exciting option that is an oral drug. So our best medications to date are given by injections. And so what's new about this is how it works and the fact that you could take it as a pill.
Is it currently available to patients?
It is. So once it was approved through Health Canada, we were using it in clinic initially just on a trial basis, but now we can actually give it to our patients. The same medication we've had experience with because it's been approved for rheumatoid arthritis for over a year. So the medication itself is not new to us, but the indication for psoriatic arthritis would be.
When it comes to people who suffer from psoriatic arthritis, what are the health effects, aside from the actual pain and that? Does it have an impact on a person's mental well-being as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So do you know what? Anytime, Linda, you have a chronic disease, there's fatigue, isolation, sometimes difficulty with interpersonal relationships. But when you actually throw joint issues on top of this, not only do you have pain, a problem with physical function, but you also have trouble in terms of activities of daily living and sleep disturbance. And all this actually really plays on your mind. And so there's increased incidence of depressive symptoms, actual true depression, or even suicidal ideations. And there's a higher incidence of suicide, actually, in patients with psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, which sometimes is not intuitive to the patient or some healthcare providers.
So do these treatment options offer some relief from that?
We think so. So if you can actually decrease the pain, improve the function, I think there's a general sense of well-being. And so I think it's logical then to infer then that some of the depressive symptoms will improve. We've seen that. And so we always feel like the treatment actually has benefits beyond the joint.
Are these treatments affordable and accessible to patients, or are they, I suppose, covered?
Yeah, so if you have insurance, they'll certainly be covered. Also, there's the NLPDP that will actually cover a certain proportion of these medications. The newer therapeutic targeted medications tend to be more on the expensive side. Then you sort of have to look at what you gain and versus the cost as well. And so I think overall they're a great advance in terms of therapy, but you're correct in the sense that they are expensive therapeutics.
Dr. Proton Raman, I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much for having us, Linda.